Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
We're back together again.
Yeah, after Chaz took my spot for
last week. You had some extenuating circumstances.
Yes, I did.
We just like made one happen.
Yes, which was good.
Yes.
It was very interesting.
So how about Usher?
Loved the concert.
It was so good.
I woke up.
You were so fun. Not that you're not fun, but you were exceptionally fun.
I had a little drinks.
Yes, we had a little too many drinks. Actually, we didn't have too many.
We didn't.
When we went to that sushi place, he made them really strong. He was like, you guys are going to go see Usher. All of our drinks were strong because we were like babysitting till the end of the night with that first drink.
Yes.
And normally that's not the case.
Not the case. Nope.
And you even had like a little bottle of tequila that you were on the side too.
That was my little Uber drive.
Yeah. Drink. Yeah. Except when we like were about to check for tickets, you're like, everybody try to take a little sip.
Yes.
From it so we can finish it.
Yeah. Because the sushi restaurant, that drink was.
It was so strong.
I was like, I don't taste the club soda.
Yeah.
It's all liquor.
Yeah. When I took my first drink of that, I was like, oof.
Yeah. No, it was so much fun. I woke up singing the song. That club song? How does that go?
Love in the club.
DJ.
Oh, DJ gotta fall.
Something like that. Yeah. DJ falling in love again. Yeah, something like that. But I woke up in the morning. I was going through. I was like, oh, that was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. And it was a lot of fun seeing like all the women there. And they were all dressed up nice.
Yes.
It was definitely like a women's night out.
Definitely, you know, it was a sexy show. It got hot.
And then those strippers, oh my god.
Yeah,
like I wish I could do that. Honestly, I think that is extreme talent.
It is, you know, it was really sexy. Usher looked really good. He looks the same, so good,
and he can move so good. And I'm just like, wow, I wonder how he's like that in sex. Having sex, you know?
Yeah, I had to look up. That's who's he with right now?
That's where my mind goes whenever I see people dance really well. I'm like, oh,
they're good in bed. You relate that. You're like, if they can dance, but then what about women?
I don't know, because they're not like most positions, they're not doing a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
You know,
I just want to make sure that the same judgment is not on.
But I think so too. You got to have rhythm. You know what I mean?
So let me just say, I have rhythm in Indian dancing, but I don't have rhythm.
You guys
in like
have sex to Indian dance, Indian
no,
songs.
No, I can move to Indian songs, so I can dance, but I can't like, I don't know how to twerk though.
You don't have to know how to, hey, listen, a lot of people don't know how to twerk, but they know how to dance very well. I do not know how to twerk. Yeah. I used to know how to dance very, very well.
I only judge if you know how to twerk.
Okay, well, I don't. We have a friend that can, but I cannot.
My kids know how to twerk.
It's because they're flexible.
They caught it in one hand, and I'm over here trying to do it, and they laugh.
I can't
so
even
much
do
at me.
That floss. Whatever. What
I figured that one out. But like anything to do with that little lower back, I'm like.
Laurel can twerk. She can move her butt like that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, did my kids not show her that, right?
No.
Did Bob tell you whenever he went to go pick
her
up?
Oh, yes, he did go pick. No, he didn't say what happened.
So he just told me, I think, 2 days ago.
So Bob picked Laurel up from daycare on Friday because I was out of town.
Yep. So he had to go and pick her up. And it was him and his brother. And she saw him and her eyes lit up and she yelled and she gave him the biggest hug. And I think there's two ladies there. The main teacher, she's like, oh, well, I haven't seen that in a long time, or like, I haven't seen that big of a hug. And then the other girl's like, oh, she's super excited to see you. But she was so excited. And I was like, oh, Bob, does it make you want to have another kid? And I was like, she crazy though. I'm going to tell you, she crazy.
She is crazy. He's like, they know she's crazy.
No, but he's like, she's so cute. She's so sweet. And I'm like, and then she was a little shy in front of Alan, which is Bob's brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, and no, I'm just saying it on here. And so, so you can tell she's kind of shy. And he's like, well, so who's your favorite princess and all that? I heard he was trying to like, and she like opened up.
Okay.
Oh, she said Ariel or something.
Yeah.
But it was so sweet. I was like, that's so weird to see Bob talk about that.
That's so funny. Yeah, I remember she used to say, my Bob.
My Bob, yes.
Yes.
And the day I came over to your house for the Usher concert, she yelled, because he came to drop me off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and she yelled, and she ran out there. So cute. I was like, oh, she didn't give me that. She opened the door.
I know. A lot of my girls don't give the women love. They give the guys love.
Yeah, it was cute. It was sweet.
Well, thanks for that. That really helped me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to Austin to go see Kat and Nat, which if you guys haven't followed Kat and Nat, they are so funny. They are so honest. They don't try to be anything they're not, and they don't try to be perfect either. And I feel like that's so relatable to so many people.
So many people. So what did they, was it like a comedy thing? What was it?
It was a comedy thing. Like, it's not like they told jokes or anything, but okay. It was very interactive with the audience.
Okay.
So they came out and they talked about how like their friendship, and they've showed this like video of like a montage of like how they started and the things that they talked about and how they looked, and they looked like so different. You can tell them going back and forth, like, you know, one time they had like different color hair and sometimes it was short, and just, you know, it was really sweet. And then they had like this guy who was like the MC / DJ. And he did like, he stripped for us.
Is that the one you took a picture with?
Yeah. And then he had these, like, there was like maybe two guys in the audience. Of course.
Okay. Okay.
And they were not gay though, so like they had to like be dragged there, I'm sure.
Oh, what
they were. And so they made him get on stage, and he was like showing them how to like strip dance and stuff. And then they took questions from the audience. They only took three, and mine was the last one. I was able to ask them a question, and it was so cool because I was like, they were looking at me and talking to me, and I was just like, I kind of.
Starstruck,
like, yeah. It was so funny, and I was just like, I don't know, it was really cool, it was really sweet. And then they like had submissions about like sex questions and stuff like that, and so they talked about that, and they did like a dance off, and then it was, I don't know, it was just like super interactive. I really, really liked it. It wasn't too long. They did like an intermission because they wanted people to be able to like go get drinks and stuff. And then they came back, and I don't know, it was really cool. I think I really wanted to see them. I've been fans for a long time. They are in Canada, so they haven't really come to Texas so often. So I was like, hey, I can drive there. Let's like go see them. So I bought the tickets way in February. I did not know that I got front row.
Oh my gosh.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought like VIP, but we got there so late. Later than expected, and then we were trying to go to a quick restaurant to get like a quick bite to eat, and they were so fucking slow. Like, we packed up our dinner and was just like, we'll just take it. We had a few bites, and so we showed up like 45 minutes before the regular doors opened. And we could get in, but they had already stopped like the Q&A and like all the pictures and stuff.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
So that sucked, but it was just so much
fun.
Well,
you got front row, so at least you know.
And then, you know, we think we know how to party, so we were like, oh, let's go get drinks somewhere. And we were just so fucking tired because we had gone to Usher the night before. We drove to Austin.
I know. I was like I don't know how you did that.
I know. So we just went back to our hotel and just like watched Wine Country on TV, like on Netflix. And it was so great. I was like, I hope you're not judging me. She was like, fuck that. I kind of wanted to come back anyway and lay down. So
what did you say?
I was like, I hope you're not judging me for not wanting to go get drinks. And she was like, no, like this is my dream. Like, I just wanted to come back hang out, watch a girly movie. And then, so we drove back, and then I had like an 80s 40th birthday party. So girl, I had to like break my feet. Hurt, girl. My feet were like no to shoes.
And that's how it was at just the Usher concert. I was walking barefoot.
I know you were, girl. Oh my God. So Jada was walking barefoot in downtown. I know, like, I get desperate, but that's how you know she had a lot to drink. She was fucking walking barefoot in downtown. And then some girl walked past us and she goes, oh, she gonna get chlamydia. And
she said that to me?
About you, but to like everybody.
I didn't even know what.
I was dying because I was like, oh, she gonna get the clap. She gonna get the clap. And obviously you can't get it from fucking walking barefoot. But that's what she said. I was like,
wait, what?
And so I was dying that she said that. Because it was so funny the way she said it.
I don't even remember.
Oh, of course, gosh. You don't. But oh my God. I was like tearing up.
I was too busy looking on the floor because they were like, don't watch out because there's glass on the floor. And I was like, oh my gosh, right now.
I could not handle that girl. She was like, what she said was so funny. And it was funnier that she said chlamydia.
But then that's like, it was. Like where we were standing, I was like, we kept on getting up to stand. I was like, when I would like, oh shoot, I better not fall in front of a, like in front of the people or behind the people. Yeah. You know?
We found you a seat though. It's all good.
Gosh. I was like, hold on to my hand. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I ran into some of my college friends.
You did. It was
well,
fun.
Well, yeah. College friends. Actually, no, they were not college friends. They were like elementary friends.
Damn.
Well, one of them. Yeah. Elementary friends. So it was nice. I grew up with her and we haven't seen each other in a long time. Yeah. So it's kind of nice to bump in.
It was great seeing like that age crowd too. Cause when I was seeing like young people, I was like, you don't know Usher.
Yeah. You don't know. What's the songs?
You weren't there.
I know. I didn't see that many. I saw a lot.
I didn't.
I saw a lot of like our age people.
That's what made me happy.
Yeah.
It made me so happy.
We fit in.
I know. I fit in so well. Okay. Let's talk about, okay, manscaping and body hair.
Okay.
So, do you have to manscape? Okay, first of all, does Bob care?
About me or himself?
Both.
Sorry. He takes very well, like, he takes care of himself.
Okay.
So, he does his manscaping.
Does he know, like, when he needs to trim his nose hairs?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Does he know how to pluck a straight eyebrow?
Yeah.
Does he pluck his unibrow?
For sure.
But I know he can't pluck his ear hairs.
He doesn't have any.
He doesn't have any?
He makes me go check.
Oh.
And he doesn't say. Yeah. He looks at, he's very, very particular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he will pay attention to other people too. Like he pays attention to if I have hair.
Oh, shit. If so, I have any whiskers, he better fucking tell me.
He'll tell you. He may not tell you, but he'll notice them. He may not tell you, but he's like, oh.
You have to tell people.
He will not go and tell a woman. Oh,
not a woman, me.
Yeah, maybe you. He's close enough, he'll tell you.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. If I say, Sujata, you got like a fucking mustache hairs hanging out, I'm going to tell you.
But no, he is every morning. Like he makes sure he's good to go. Okay. Even his toe.
Toe hair?
Yeah.
He plucks it out.
He plucks his, he plucks it all out.
Now, what does he do, like, as far as his, like, man hair down there?
Trims it. It's always trimmed. Or there's, like, a design or it's
shut
trimmed.
Up. Shut up. He does a design.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not admitting anything. All I'm
you already did.
Indirectly.
You
but
already did.
He.
Has he drew you? Has he done, like, an arrow for you?
Sure. Anything I want.
What are some of your requests?
I don't have a request. I don't know. Heart? I was like, yeah. Like I was like, heart? Do a heart for me. Do a star. Like, yeah. But no, he really takes care of himself. Like, it's to a.
Does he shave
level.
His balls?
Oh yeah.
Are balls hairy though?
No, but like, if there is a little, he'll. Yeah.
Are balls hairy though?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like, all I know is I don't ever see anything on them.
Yeah.
But I think he like takes care of it if there is any like at the bottom or whatever.
Right. So what about you?
What about me?
Does he care about how you look?
No.
He does not care?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't have a preference?
No, he doesn't have a preference. Like he, at one point I was like, I want to get a Brazilian laser done. I've got my legs and my arms done. So I want to get that area. And he's like, don't just leave a little strip, like right. Don't go complete, you know? Right.
So that was my question. So I was watching something the other day, and this is what kind of brought this up, and it was talking about how women are judged a lot with like how they take care of themselves, like their pubic hair, and men, like, you know, it's not really a thing to men, like people aren't going to give you shit if you don't, and people aren't going to give you shit if you do.
Right.
I think people give a shit if you do, right? If you're a guy and you're like, oh, I shave, you know, I think they'll be like, oh, dude, you're, you know.
Really?
I think so. Maybe not. No.
Oh, I've always, okay. For a guy to manscape, they're going to like judge him for.
Like, if I appreciate around,
as a girl, I appreciate girl,
but
that.
I'm talking about like maybe against their boys.
I don't know. I haven't had that conversation
about,
or
they don't talk about that stuff like how we do.
Yeah. But I want to go back, like for women, for it's, I think it's a preference though, right? For like, I don't think men care as much, or do they? Like, I don't know. I know Bob doesn't. He doesn't care, but like, I care though.
I care, but you know, sometimes I get it waxed.
Uh-huh.
I tend to do it more like in the spring and summer.
Uh-huh.
If like I'm going on vacation, I'll get it done. Uh-huh. But otherwise I'll just keep it trimming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. But like, uh-huh, while it's growing out, you have to let it grow out so that you can get it done.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't ever say anything, but like whenever I get it done, he's like, ooh, you know, like you can tell, like, oh, golly, what the hell? Kind of like a sensitive rush on my tooth.
Ooh.
Mm. Anyway, that was fucking weird. Anyway, so like he doesn't have a preference, but it's almost like dressing up for a date night. Like, oh,
something special.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But, he also does not like it like full bare either. Yeah. I don't like it full bare either. What about you?
I actually like it.
All no landing strip, no nothing.
Nothing. I feel like, oh, like it's like.
Okay. Cause I look at myself and I'm like, oh, I look like a little girl, you know?
I don't. Cause I'm like, I have curves and I don't know. I was like, oh, I like it cause it feels good. Like it's like breathe.
Okay. Yes. But it's a little cool.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be honest there. And I mean, men don't probably know, but the ladies know your vagina is like self-cleansing. So stuff comes out while it's cleaning itself. And so I always feel like, oh my God, I got to like wipe it when I'm fully bare.
Right.
I feel like the hair is a barrier.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm being completely honest. I mean, I like... It does
like what do you mean
itself.
A barrier to
like you have discharge.
Oh, okay.
Like
but
natural
like what
discharge.
Does the hair have to do with
like it's a barrier so you don't feel it as much. Like when I'm like totally bare,
uh-huh,
you like can feel Brazilian, I can feel every discharge and it's like
oh
my God. Like, you know, it's almost like if you like started your period or something like that and like a little bit comes out.
Right, right.
And so that's why I don't like it bare because it's like really uncomfortable to me. The other thing is like I feel like you could feel like I feel not that you can, but I feel like you could see camel toe all the time on me if I don't have any hair down there, even a landing strip.
I feel
strip.
Like I can see camel toe regardless.
Really?
When I'm doing these yoga poses, like, oh,
well, that's different. You're actually
well, we're
opening
in leggings
your...
all the time. No, we're walking. Like if you like hike up your leggings sometimes.
Well, I don't hike them up till like I get like fucking.
But mine show up real fast. I mean, they show up.
You got big old lips.
I don't. I actually have really little lips.
I don't want to see that.
I'm not showing you.
You were like.
I've actually got small lips. I didn't know. Like when I saw other people, I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, lips come in all different
they
sizes.
Do. They do.
And I will tell you from one of my really good friends who was a GYN that very rare. Or I even asked like, because I talk to like my wax lady all the time. I used to be super embarrassed, but I'm like, she does men's ass cracks all day too. So fuck, I'm not very like special. She's going to give a shit about my fucking normal looking, whatever. Not, but I was like, tell me the truth. Like how many have like Barbie lips? Like those really tiny fucking lips that like everyone tries to airbrush on like all the models and stuff. So they don't look like they have lips. That is just like, and she goes, nobody. Like very rare. Do I have anyone? Most of them are like, not oversized, but like not small.
Okay.
You know.
But who has the Barbie lips?
I don't know
about that. I've seen some that are like super swollen. They look swollen to me. I'm like, oh.
Like just on women walking around?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm not looking at their crotches.
I'm not looking at their crotches. One of my friends showed it to me. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, all I know is that.
So I was like, oh, they come in really, they're really different.
Yeah. I'm sure they're really different. And, but like, so preferences, right? So mm-hmm. I also think when you don't have anything there for chafing, uh-huh. like in certain positions, it kind of almost like rubs it raw a little bit. Yep.
And that so area is already sensitive why, to begin. Mm-hmm.
That's another why I don't. And then I also had a friend who has done labor, who has gotten it all off. And she was like, I don't recommend it because it is supposed to have hair and it does like get raw a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, depending on like what you're doing, especially, you know, so I get it. But looks wise, I just like a little strip.
A little strip. Okay.
Now, do you have your ass hair?
Do I have?
Have you ever gotten your butt, like your full on Brazilian is yeah. back in front?
Yes, I have.
So that's harder to maintain to me. Like you can't just like do that shit by yourself.
Okay. How many hair are we talking about? Do we have like a full on hair back there?
You have hair.
Looking at your...
I'm not sure. I'm just like saying it's hair in the crack. It's not like if you see my butt, you're going to see hair coming out. But if you open the crack.
Yeah. You see a little bit like.
Yeah.
I'll go and like trim them. I'll make sure.
So you're like sitting like a cat.
Yeah, but I just don't look. I just look at the hair and I'm like. But I want to open my like get a mirror because I'm like, okay, Bob. How many lips do we have? Do we
yes.
have
the inner labia and the outer labia? You need to look at that. Labia? It's good to look at that stuff. I mean, I look at it. I've looked at it a lot. I had some weird shit happen to it when I was pregnant with Laurel. And I wasn't, and it. I didn't notice it while I was looking at myself. I was noticing while I was like in the shower, like cleaning myself. And it felt really bumpy. It felt like the thing I could, okay, like if you see like a lizard, you know how like those or the dinosaur that has like that like bumps uh-huh. around the
yeah the scale back there yeah
that's how it felt and I was like what the fuck happened to my vagina you know what I mean and I was freaking out. I even had Chaz look at it. I was like oh my god tell me like I'm not crazy, this has not been like this before. Uh-huh. He was like no. So I call my friend up and she's like no it's something that happens like I guess the pressure of the baby and it mm-hmm. causes like the blood vessels and all the stuff to like kind of come out. And so you're feeling all of that. Oh, but I was like, I feel like a dinosaur down there. I mean, luckily it went away, but I pay attention to like the things down there.
Well, I didn't understand when everyone was like things hang. Mm-hmm. Like what hangs? Is it your clit? Is it what hangs?
There's some
what
folds.
Gets tightened? Let me just say that way.
Tightened?
Yeah, like what is a, you know, a labiaplasty?
Oh, like I think when they do like the outside and the inside too. So like your outer lips right here, they'll shorten them up so they're not hanging down.
So they do start hanging.
It depends.
Okay, you know, I just want to know what changes. Yeah.
Yeah, and then on the inside, if you open it up, there's like lines. Uh-huh. Some of them can like come, like get looser and come out. And I'm sure if you had kids, it's more likely that it would do that. You know what I mean? Because think about it. It stretches this much when you have a baby. And I'm sure the more babies you have, depending on what age, it doesn't necessarily go back to like it did. Because I know after Laurel, it does not look the same like it did with after Breslin. And Donovan, definitely not the same. Looks like a monster now compared to like before kids.
It was nice yes. and it was a Barbie.
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, I not that I care about it as much, but nothing is hanging out. But I'm sure like people get really self-conscious about it and stuff like that. But yeah, like those inner folds will like come out. So instead of it looking like this, maybe it looks like this.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So they shorten all that up.
Okay. And it tightens it.
Yeah. So that's like outside. There's a procedure that it won't change the look of it, but you know, it tightens you up from the inside.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a friend after our last podcast, because we were talking about all that, send me, it's called an O shot, an orgasm shot for women that you can get
yes.
in around, or I'm not sure, somewhere on your vagina that increases the blood flow down there to make it very sensitive and for you to like, hopefully have an orgasm every time you have sex or every time you oral, but like it's supposed to, you're supposed to like very get very sensitive and like enjoy it more.
I have not heard about that.
So it's called the O shot. I don't know. She said she would get it with me if I wanted to. So.
Oh, that sounds okay. Y'all let me know. Let me know.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. It depends on like how much it is. I can get an O shot by a stimulation of a vibrator. I don't need, depending on how much it is.
So is it supposed to feel better though, or
probably
just helps you go?
I'm sure it feels better, you know, okay. Like just like, you know, having more, I got to put a lot up, but yeah, no, I did not know that
there was a shot for that. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Anyway, but like back to the manscaping thing. Yeah. I know Chaz does care. I like about him. Okay. Right. But I have to do it. Like, and plus I do it. Like, I like, I don't know. I like doing it. Like I'll see like a big stray, like eyebrow, and I have to pull that. Mm-hmm. I have to do his nose hairs. I have to do his unibrow. I have to do his ear hairs. I'm like, who would take care of you? Who would take care of you if I didn't do all this stuff? I don't want you going to a meeting and everyone's like, ooh, you got fucking ear hairs. What is your wife like? Oh, she don't like hook you up? That's why I'm like, I'm not letting you go like that. Because then they're going to judge me for letting you.
Well, why don't you let him do it?
He can't, because he doesn't.
He doesn't know how to do it.
He cares, but like he just forgets, you know. It's not like he checks. I'm sure Bobby, like, you know, like we check all this time, you know. He's just like, I got other shit to do,
right?
If you want to do it to me, that's fine, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He does like, you know, manscape down there, which I appreciate, and all that stuff, but I
other
think,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should like take our guys to get like waxed and their butt crack and see how
you know, should see how we us women feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to expect them for them to get their front done, because that's like a lot. I'm sure it'd be super painful. And they can't take pain. But I think they could do the butt crack.
Oh, I would let them do in the front too.
I mean, if they wanted to.
Yeah,
I'm not
like, hey,
I'm not offering that up.
This,
right
this
now.
Is how it feels for us women to have
but
a baby.
But then we have another friend, right? And she is hilarious. She's like, I'm not a lesbian, but if I were, I want full on bush. The more hair, the better. And I'm just like, damn, that's fucking awesome.
Wait, full on bush?
Full on bush. If she was a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she would want her partner to have full on bush. Just like no trim, just more hair, the better.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I know.
Ooh, I am. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that. Well, on mine, so I don't. It's interesting. I would like to get a poll of how. Now I want to know what women do for themselves.
They keep it? Like I know like a lot of them do trim it, which, you know, it's fine. I don't like shaving it. And sometimes I have to because I'm in between and, you know, we have a poll and sometimes like I have
but
to.
But I want to know how many women actually keep it like natural.
Oh,
like a full on bush. Like just, you know, what is it? French style?
Oh,
whatever.
I think there's a whole movement. Like, you know, there's the same people who like don't trim their armpits and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I wish I could. I care not about what people think, because not everybody, no one's looking at it except Chaz, but like I care for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. Especially even like when we're working out and if like it's a lot. I just feel like I don't know. It just I don't know.
Yeah.
And plus I'm like I don't feel as clean. And plus, like, you and I have talked about this, like, even when we're about to have sex or, like, anything down there, like, I want a shower. Because then I'm too busy thinking in my head.
And the guys don't get it.
Oh, my God. What if, like, I smell or I whatever, like, I just peed and whatever. Like, there's a piece of little toilet paper in there, whatever. Like, I can't get into it if I'm thinking all those things.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And then if I get out the shower, I'm like, fucking go to town, you know?
I'm super clean. Go. No, yes, I am. Yeah, I'm just super. And guys don't care though.
They
don't care.
I'm sure they would care if it smelled bad. I'm not saying on you as a wife, because I think like they wouldn't tell you. But if they were like just hooking up with a girl and it smelled, I think they would still fuck her. But I don't think that they would like go down on her like any type of oral sex, because that's fucking gross. Like, you just don't know where she's been. At least your wife, you're like, okay, she fucking did yoga today or like whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I couldn't do it either way. Even if it's my husband, I'm like, ooh, nothing can smell. I know I'm just super, Bob will tell you. He's like, oh, she's super, like, you know, you got to go brush your teeth. You got to be super clean.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
But no, like other people will be like, okay, it's okay. Like he's okay with me. I'm not. Yeah. Just because you prefer me to be.
I see.
You've got to keep it all clean and fresh. Yeah. Go wash it again. Again.
So if he comes home from working all day.
No.
I wish I could have recorded your face.
No.
What if you guys go to the club and y'all are all dancing and sweating and you just come home and you rip each other's clothes off?
Okay, yeah, sex is okay. But anything
orally. Oh, you're talking about like a blowjob?
Yeah, just if anything.
If it smells?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no.
Okay.
Mm-mm, no. I thought you meant just sex.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay, yes, yes. No, I'm no. Mm-mm.
Sex is okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit about okay. that other part. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I don't know. I got to tell you something. So like, you know, I shower with Laurel sometimes uh-huh. because it's just, and Chaz still does. I'm sure soon enough he won't anymore, but uh-huh. it's still like convenient for us. And
yeah.
you know, she's so
yeah,
little,
we did get, yeah.
She told me the other day, she was like, oh mom, you have hair there. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, you'll have hair too when you get older. And she goes, yeah, that's so cool. That hair is so cool. And I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, my gosh.
My hair is cool. Maybe I won't shave it anymore.
She's like, my hair is curly here and curly there. And mom.
Your hair down there is like my hair.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, anyway, I for the longest time, Aryan would take a shower with me.
Yeah, I think boys are a little, well, I don't know. I think boys are...
They're oblivious
innocent.
To certain things.
Yeah.
Still. But girls are a little bit more observant.
They are.
Yeah.
She'll like, yeah, she's just, you know, and she also doesn't, she just says what she.
She's telling
says,
the truth.
Whatever. Yeah, I know, right? So if she's telling the truth, then pubic hair is super cool. Super cool. But no, I kind of want to like take a poll and see, you know.
We should put a poll up and see.
What people prefer, like on themselves, like full bush, full nothing. Or just like trim it up or a strip.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people? I'm just curious to know about the full bush.
I also want to know from a guy's perspective, like, do you guys talk amongst themselves about, or like, is that even a thing? Do you know
for
if other guys
if other, yeah.
trim their bush or not?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Or is it just that our guys care? I think most guys care.
I mean,
care.
I know Bob cares more than other... Like, I feel like he's on a different level.
I think so, too.
But
I wonder,
I don't know what the
yeah.
average guys... I don't know what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. You should want to for your women. If you don't,
yeah.
if you don't, you should. And just give them, like, a trim up job or something. Or just
yes.
do, like, Bob and just do a heart or an arrow or something. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that was our podcast. We will see you next week. We just wanted to keep it short and sweet. I'm not feeling too good. Oh, also don't forget to rate us. Y'all
Give
thought
us
it was
five
something
stars.
Awesome.
We need 5-star reviews, please.
Visit us on our Instagram and we will see you later.
All right.
Bye.